All right. It had to do with getting some regular green time. And when I'm talking about green time this time, not talking about greens, collard greens, mustard greens, nothing like that. Talking about nature. Yes, indeed. Nature, nature, nature. Getting some green time. Being around natural surroundings. Because of the good that it does you. Spending time in green space. Having plants in the house. And preferably, I'm not saying it has to be this way, but preferably green plants. I'm sorry, real plants. You know, if you want the fake, you can go to fake too, but preferably, because of what we're talking about now, preferably real plants. So that's one thing we talked about. Hanging around the green. We also talked about taking a break. Now, this conversation took place over the weekend. Taking a break. And the break this time, definitely, you know, we need to take those breaks where, you know, we take 10 minutes from the computer, from the office, what have you. But the break that we particularly focused on in the weekend conversation was taking a break from things like email, cell phone notifications, and social media. Those are the kind of breaks that I was talking about initially. Then we started talking about the work breaks. Now, what was all of this about? Why were we discussing it? Even if you weren't listening to the conversation, you weren't with us over the weekend, and you can't, you know, rely on your memory because there's nothing for you to recall since you weren't there on the conversation. See if you can just put it together. Just put together what I'm talking about, what I'm listing for you, and see what it may have, what topic may have been under discussion. What might we have been discussing? We're talking about spending some time around greenery, taking some breaks away from technology, email, cell phone notifications, social media. We're talking about taking work breaks. Mid-morning break is one that's very, very highly recommended by researchers. Also, improving the quality of your breaks by doing something that you enjoy during your break. Not just being away from, but what are you doing while you're on that break? Is it something that really gives you pleasure? Talked about rethinking your environment. And so to whatever extent you may have had the ability to design your own work area, to do that so that you could have a work area that was more to your liking. And again, to whatever extent you have the freedom to do that. Listening to Baroque classical music. And we said, hey, if for whatever the reason, Baroque classical doesn't work for you, some other high quality music that really stimulates the brain. Talked about inhaling rosemary aroma. So what would you tie all of that into? If we want you to do those things, why? Why would we want you to do those things? What benefit would you expect to gain from doing those things? Spending time around greenery. Taking a break from technology. And we just summed it up by saying technology again. Cell phone, notifications, email, social media. Taking work breaks. And not only taking work breaks, but seeing how you can design your own work area. Listening to Baroque classical music. Listening, smelling. Interesting how we're talking about what's happening with regards to sight, sound, and smell, right? And to the extent that you do something that you enjoy, and maybe that has to do with, say, 10 minutes of exercise. You got feel, touch involved. Maybe just, and that exercising may not necessarily mean, you know, trying to pump out 40 push-ups in 10 minutes. It might be a stroll, a brisk stroll on campus, right there where you work. Something that you enjoy, not even suggesting that you have to be exercising to enjoy, but just thinking about it, seeing how you can get as many of the senses as involved as possible. What would be the benefit of doing those things that we just mentioned? You would improve your ability to focus, your concentration skills. And so that's what we are, that's the conversation that we are continuing and concluding today. Ways to improve your ability to concentrate. All right, so we got those. What else can we do? I shared those with you. What else comes to mind? Improving your ability to concentrate. How about this one? Getting involved in some form of brain training. Yep, brain training. And there are any number of ways to do that. See if any of these might work for you. Some of them you might not like. See if there are some that might work for you. Problem-solving exercises, brain training methods. For some people, even video games, believe it or not, could all have a positive effect, a negative effect, or no effect at all on concentration, depending on what study you read. Frequently, doing crosswords could help to improve attention and concentration. And please note that I emphasized the word frequently. Frequently doing crosswords could help to improve attention and concentration. Recent research has indicated that people who often do word puzzles, such as crosswords, have better brain function later in life. I know for some people, not only is that enjoyable because it's stimulating, but it's also enjoyable for them to them because it's relaxing for them. Yes, yeah, some people find crossword puzzles both stimulating and relaxing. And can you imagine doing something that gives you both of those kinds of pleasure while at the same time is strengthening your brain? And not just for the moment, but again, as they said, they tend to have better brain function later in life. Researchers found direct relationships between how often people use word puzzles and the speed and accuracy of performance on tasks that assess reasoning and memory and attention. You know, off and on, I think about doing word puzzles. I used to do it a little bit every once in a while when I was in high school, every once in a while. Didn't do it often. I guess I'm trying to remember how much I enjoyed it. Did I enjoy it a lot? Did I enjoy it just a little bit? Did I find it more of a chore than a pleasure? I really don't remember, to tell you the truth. I do think, though, that I didn't find it particularly enjoyable for me. And that's probably why I occasionally think about doing it, but I never follow through and do it. I haven't gotten to the point where I've said, you know what, I'm going to start working some crossword puzzles again. I've never gotten to that point. I've only said, maybe I'll, and that's as far as I can go with it, maybe. Maybe I'll start doing the crossword puzzles again. They can be fun, very challenging, but man, you're improving your brain function. What an inexpensive way to do something really, really good for the brain. Well, there's been a study that has emphasized that it matters what type of brain training you're doing to improve memory and attention. Researchers compared two brain training methods called dual and back, the word dual and then the letter N hyphen back, the letter N hyphen back, N back, dual and back, and complex span. The participants who practiced dual and back demonstrated a 30% improvement in their working memory, which was almost double the gains made by the complex span group. Doolin-Back is a memory sequence test where the individuals have to remember a sequence of auditory and visual stimuli that are updated continuously. Any of you ever played any of those games? And some of them are actually for children. Oh, wow. Okay. My 8-year-old is playing this game that has, it's a round game, and it has several different colors, and a light flashes on each of those colors in a certain order, and I've got to hit each of those buttons in the same order that they flashed in. And I've got to do it fast enough that the game doesn't buzz me or beat me, because the beep goes off before I finish the pattern. My 8-year-old did it. I don't have an 8-year-old, but I'm just saying, can you imagine that? And they do have games like that, of course, for children. I imagine they can be kind of intimidating too. Oh man, I gotta keep up with this thing, remembering the order of those colors. I wonder if practice makes better. I won't say necessarily perfect, but better. I'm saying that because I'm thinking, hey, if we do feel intimidated about the thought of trying to follow those patterns like that, maybe, just maybe, we can get better at it by doing it more often. Doolin-Back. You have to remember a sequence of auditory and visual stimuli that are continuously updated. Playing video games, this one surprised me, has been shown to cause changes in many regions of the brain. That part doesn't surprise me. Researchers discovered that video game use altered the brain regions that are responsible for visual spatial skills and attention. This is what surprised me, and made them work more efficiently. The video games caused the visual spatial skills, the parts of the brain that control visual spatial skills and attention, to work more efficiently. I would not have expected that. That, ladies and gentlemen, caught me off guard. I would have expected the efficiency to have gone down rather than. Maybe we have a lot to learn. Stay with me. More about how we can improve our focus, and for people who are in school, improving your ability to concentrate, and especially without pumping yourself full of caffeine and stuff like that. This can be really helpful. Stay with me.